Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show with number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Joe McKenzie, don't be mad. Oh, you're so mad, Joe. We forgot to use your song for Trey. Will you ever forgive me? I didn't want you to find out during the show. Waiting and waiting. And I have to say, to be 100% honest, it was Aristotle's fault. He ate it. I told him not to, but he ate the whole jingle. And I saw him because he didn't have anything vegetarian. And he said, if I know Jingle Joe / Lyricist Joe / Joe McKenzie / father / wonderful husband / wonderful friend, if I know anything about Joe McKenzie's songs, they're vegetarian. And he just gobbled it down. He was like this. Literally, I'm not lying. He's like, yum, 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 yum. Oh, you know what he was like? Like the cookie monster with his cookies. Only he ate your jingles. And he licked all his fingers. And then he goes, boy, that jingle was delicious, Todd. I was like, but Aristotle. And then he just walked into the fog. All right, everybody. I'm in Las Vegas. Oh, my God, you're so jealous. For the Life is Beautiful campaign. Life is beautiful, life is beautiful. Ba, 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 ba. You know, never mind. What? Never mind. Well, on today's show, you know what happened? Well, anyway, Jake Adams, did the board on this episode. And Katie was back. But I think before the show, I was like, oh, we'll catch up with Katie. We'll find out where she's been, how she's been doing. She hasn't been on the show doing the board for a long time. But then you sit down with them and you get in the studio and you feel like it's right back the way it used to be. And you don't really... But afterwards, I was like, I never really talked to those guys. But that's why. So next week, it'll be live from the podcast festival, which will be me, Aristotle, Eric Olson, and the cast of many that are already at the festival. I don't have a planned guest. I figure there's so many people there, we're just going to do it with me and Eric and Aristotle, and then we'll just go with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, now, like I said, I'm in Vegas. It is Friday. That's right, today is Friday. And doing one show tonight. Okay. I forgot to do the opening again. And then I just woke up. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm like, what? 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 Are you good? You are? You're not? Well, that's okay too. What? That wasn't an answer. It means that... I don't know what it means. It means, hey, people 15 second my opening, I bet. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, hey, I'm going to be in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull the week after next. I forget the date, but it's like the second week of October, I think. And I need musicians that know each other. I always have to repeat that. Sometimes a drummer will email me, hey, I play drums, but I need the drummer and the keyboard person to know each other. They don't have to play together all the time, but they have to know each other. So it's got to be a drummer and a keyboard that know each other, that email me and go, hey, we can do it. And you're sort of like, this is my band for the week. And then I'll tell you the details another time. When you email me, I'll tell you the details. But keyboards and drums is usually what works. Have a blessed day. Remember what Mr. Rogers says. Look for the helpers. All right. Well, we're going to roll into today's show. It was a lot of fun. A little chaotic. But that's it. You good? Are you? Come here. Come here. Come here. It's going to be fine. That's what I always hear people saying. I'm stressed out. What? So that's what I have to say. Oh, it's going to be fine. All right. Joe McKenzie. Sorry that Aristotle ate the song. I thought that was rude of him. All right, that's it. Good.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I'm afraid I'm going to say everybody's name wrong. I'm scared shitless. Let's start with that. Why not go big, right? I know what I'm doing. What do you think, I'm fucking around?
I can't get enough of this podcast.
Shut up. Who did this? What? Let's do it through the house. Live it up. Shut up. Did you see Jake Adams is here? Shut the fuck up! Katie is here? Are you shitting me? Eric Olson. He is not here. Fuck him, Jake's here.
The show energy.
energizes everyone except Nick.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
What the fuck? Let's go nuts over there. Let's do it up.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
It's exciting.
Todd, 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 Todd.
My God. I play this for 20 minutes. Wow, that's what I would do. Well, how's everybody? Good? 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 Everyone's good? At home? The listeners? All right. Well, how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing great.
You're doing good? First of all,
I'm festive right now. Feeling good. Got a disco ball in here and everything.
Wait, you see your intro. I really tried to do something special for you.
Yeah?
First of all, I don't know why I tried to do this off the air. Like, you know, sometimes you feel like a little kid. You pretend to do it instead of doing it really. Just learn who everybody is, how you all know each other, because I don't know. But I know you because of your YouTube. What do you call that?
The
rants.
Yeah, I call them the porch rants, but it's the liberal redneck
Let me tell you something. It makes me so fucking happy to listen to those. To see someone. It's not that someone agrees with you. It's not just someone that agrees with you. You can find a lot of people that agree with you. It's how they say it. You make me jealous the way you fucking make it so clear. All I do is picture someone trying to wiggle out of it, and they know what? They're full of shit if they're trying to wiggle out of it. Anybody that takes in any amount of logic would hear some of the things you said. If they were basing their what they did on facts and knowledge, of course it would change their opinion.
Right. Well, you know, therein lies the rub, Todd. You know what I mean? Where I'm from, man, that... They don't go for logic a lot of times, you know, like that's never really mattered when I've had those arguments. Like, I appreciate you saying that, by the way. Thank you.
But guess what?
It don't affect those people a lot.
But guess what? Here's the good news, I think. Maybe this would be appropriate. And Jake, hold on one second. Let me say this and then I'll breathe easier. Then we'll go on with my 30-minute compliment. You know what? Let's welcome. Along with you today came Drew. Now, Drew has who has three names? Corey does.
Corey
Ryan Foster?
Forrester.
Forrester. God damn it. Like the Subaru. Corey Ryan.
Like the Subaru.
Forrester. I'm going to just say Corey Ryan F. And then Drew Morgan is right over there. And you guys are also both comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I always do one, but I thought, you guys, if you're back, come in. I would fucking love to have you guys here. But I'm glad you came and have the energy. Matter of fact, didn't we do a little something?
Corey Ryan. Yeah. Forrester.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. What the fuck's your name so long?
Sure, you want smoke? Sure, I'll give you smoke. You want some fucking smoke? I don't give a shit. It doesn't cost me anything. Eric Olson is here. God damn it. There's a lot of love in this room. What I did is I played there. Okay, I'm going to say something real quick. Somebody's foot is in my crotch. I don't give a fuck whose it is. I don't ask questions. Who is it?
I mean, my feet are pretty big. It could be me doing that. I don't know.
Woo!
I hope it's not.
Okay, I was missing that. I thought you forgot about it. Whoop, woo! So there we go. Corey Ryan Forrester.
It's my foot, Todd. My foot's in your crotch.
No, I miss the old way. You go, woohoo! What did you used to do?
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy? Woohoo!
Yeah, you would always go like it was obviously you.
Right.
That was the joke. You were like, woo! Right, there it is. Aristotle tries to do
skew!
It.
Skew!
But it was my foot.
Woo! So,
we do skew instead of woo. Is that
skew!
Right?
Skew! Can I tell you something? That little bit of smoke that I shot out of there while I was playing their intro, it's hot.
It is a little hot, yeah.
That's why I'm never doing it anymore. It really heats up the whole room. God, I'm nauseous. Wow,
you can't put a price on an effect like that, though.
Oh,
did you see those guys'
you.
Faces? You see how they lit up?
I loved it. Well, because you're not going to just... Well, I have something else for later. I get excited with the jingles. So once I get them out of the way, I try to treat my jingles. And Trey, did I welcome you here?
I feel very welcome, yes.
Let me take a drink.
You did. Got the drink here that you pre-made. I mean,
I did. I made four
be more
Jack
welcome
and
than
Cokes.
That.
I made four Jack and Cokes because I thought if anybody wants one, I hate making it. I want it done, you know?
Yeah.
Everything has to be pre-done. I made Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Right, yeah.
I put it out on the table in a bag.
Are you having it here this year?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's good. Good that you made it then.
Well, because Thanksgiving, I have a different idea this year, but I'll talk about it later. But I have a really good idea for Thanksgiving later in the show. It's funny you mention it. You're going to be like, shut the fuck up. And also, Andrew is here, who we'll talk about Andrew later at the after show. We'll learn all about Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Okay, so let's, you know what, let's bring him in with Linz. Let's do it right, and then we're going to relax and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. All right. Yes. Show a little goddamn respect. Can we bring it through the house? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, what do you think? I'm one of these shitty podcasts? Look at that. You want bubbles? You want bubbles, fuckface? And he's here
on the Todd Glass Bubbles.
You should see him. Go check his Facebook. He's dragging Dixie out of the dark.
Standing up.
They are.
Oh, man. Hold on, there's more.
You should see him. His dates are on his Facebook. He's dragging Dixie out of the dark, y'all. The liberal redneck. Y'all listen up, because he's dragging Dixie out of the dark. On the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, my God.
Blackout, motherfucker.
Wow. Well, now I feel welcome.
Can I tell you something? I did it up like I think I've never done it up before. We had a spotlight on him while the song was playing. Blackout, smoke, whistles, bells.
Bubbles?
You should have never fired Lynn.
Lynn's wife is going to be so mad. Matter of fact, I have a feeling she's going to call in on the after show. So I want to go right back. I want to go right back to you and the things you say. So I go from one extreme to the other. Let me put everything back and neaten it up. That's why I can't throw things. Do you have a temper wherever? Do you throw things ever?
No, but Drew throws a hell out of things. So
like what? Like yourself?
Mostly Corey's clothes.
Why? Because they're on his way or something?
Yeah, he just wants to throw something, but he ain't going to throw my clothes. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. who could... No, I don't want to ask. I was going to ask who could beat each other arm wrestling. Who would beat an arm wrestling match between the three of you?
I mean, me. I think
you
I
probably would.
We'll have to prove it later, I'm sure.
He looks mad at you.
Yeah, Drew's... he's... We'd find out. Hell,
nah. I don't want to because
no
you
violence.
Know,
no.
I lose. I have never. I mean, unless I arm wrestle like a 6-year-old kid, but I have never won an arm wrestling. I go. I'll try it, but I lose every time. And I'm trying. I'm not being. I don't know what it is. And
yeah, there's a whole technique to it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know shit about it. But there, I know there's. You know, you don't just grab and. Slam! You gotta.
If I lick their hands,
nuance.
Sometimes they can get nervous.
Yeah, that's the mental part.
Play that tonight so fucking much that I lose my shit. Like, don't I don't care when. Do it whenever you want, but. Just... I should put this on. Okay, back to my thing. Don't worry, it's going to be a cohesive interview here. Not an interview. I'm not really. People are. Well, the word out on the street is I'm a pretty good interviewer. They're very jealous.
Hell yeah.
The other shows, they're like, what the fuck? He does it all. He does the bells and the whistles. Now he's sitting having a regular interview. Why? 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 And that's Jake Fogelness.
you should tone it back if people are going to react like that.
What?
You should tone it back if people are
Maybe
gonna
I should. Maybe I shouldn't do such good interviews. By the way, isn't it funny? Isn't it really embarrassing? Like, I don't know a way to say it. that I want to make journalists embarrassed. Like, so I try to say it as thick as I can. Isn't it fucking sad that comedians have to do journalism? Like, you know, like John Oliver and John Stewart. Aren't they fucking embarrassed? But if they needed to do what they did in comedy, they can't even fucking get close.
Hell no.
So they can't. It's not like they can help out with the comedy. It's just no. Now they're comedians and they're brilliant, like John Stewart and Oliver. And then now they're going to do journalism too. Aren't you fucking mortified? How do you sit and watch that show and go, oh, this is fucking embarrassing?
Yeah,
this is embarrassing.
Well, I mean, I totally hear what you're saying, but those shows also are, you know, kick ass. So, I mean, I'm one of the people that, like, I'm saying I get most of my, you know, political news and shit like that from fucking comedian shows like that because it's just so much better.
Right.
You know, hell, I wish they'd do away with all the...
Maybe they
should. I wish that was only the realm of comics. It'd be a lot more entertaining as long as they stuck to the damn facts, which, you know, they do way more than those guys a lot of times.
And what I was going to say with if you don't like compliments, you can look down. But here's what I do think... Here's what I do think. I do think it changes people's opinions because it might not change everybody's opinion. But obviously, you can either be a pessimist or whatever the other thing is, or not a pessimist. But if you decide, if someone goes, yeah, I don't think life can get better, I go, okay, great. But if you act like you care and you do, well, then you have to go, okay, then I wouldn't do this unless I thought I can change somebody's opinion. Not you, but I'm talking about overall.
Right.
But there are people that are in the middle. And I believe a lot of times it's younger people. Of course, sometimes it's older people. That's when it's miraculous, when a 75-year-old changes their opinion. We get it. It doesn't happen as much. But mostly, I bet there's a lot of younger people hear that. And they go, fuck, that makes sense. Young people will listen to logic. So there are people that will hear that, and there definitely are. Will it get to everybody? No, it fucking won't. But I'm telling you, like, it makes me, like, you say it's so clean, and you don't let people wiggle either way. They try everything they're thinking, you fucking chop them off on the left. You want to, oh, yeah, but fuck that. Well, you just take logic, and you fucking clobber them over the head with it. It's not you just being opinionated. No, it is not. That is not right. That is not right. 2 + 2 = 4, and you are pointing things out clearly. You're not just yelling your opinion. You are yelling facts.
Yeah. Face fuck them with facts.
Yeah,
man. Just bring it right to the fucking yard. You know, they don't. Like I said earlier, though,
doesn't
man,
change
I'm telling
your family.
You, where,
what do you do
people,
at home? Do they see your? Do they know your views like your family?
Yeah, honestly, I'm lucky in that way. In that,
why?
Well, it's funny that I started this out by saying I'm lucky, but so my mom is a recovering addict who was in and out of jail a lot of my life, so I was raised entirely perfect. Yeah, no, it's fine. It is hilarious, but. So my dad basically raised me, and my dad's brother is gay, and that's his only sibling.
Gross. Boo! Boo! Boo!
Yeah. Boo! He got a lot of that, over the years. My family, the ones that I'm close to, it's a very small group, and they're all kind of on board with me. Now, my wife's family, they hate everything I say, but I don't give a shit what my wife's family
thinks. What do you
thinks,
do at Thanksgiving? Like, you just sort of...
Like at her house,
does it ever come up? Yeah,
they just know. They know better than to even try to talk to me about it because they know that, you know, how that's gonna go. Like, they just don't want to. They know that I'll just piss everybody there off if they even ask me a question like that. So they just don't. So, and I'm happy to sit there and eat the cornbread and just, you know, let them not talk to me. Ain't much I like more than my in-laws not talking to me. You know, so. So, I mean, I let that ride, you know, it's all right. But, yeah, if I come from a lot more, like, stereotypical, like, you know, redneck family, which, like, you know, I know a lot of people that do, it'd be a different story. But, I mean, I'd still do this, I'd like to think, don't get me wrong. But I'm lucky in that I don't have... Lucky I had a pillbilly mama, you know.
Does anybody ever corner you at, like, a party because they know some of your views and agree, like, where it's fucking refreshing, where they're like, God damn it.
Oh, agree? Yeah. Yeah, actually, yes.
Are you surprised ever? You're like, fuck, I would have never guessed you.
Yeah, most of the people I, like, grew up with, not really, but, like, people that, like, I just sort of know, you know what I mean? And I'll hear from them, and I'm like, really? You, like, volunteer at the church, you know what I mean? Like, for Sunday school and shit. And, yeah, that definitely surprises me, but... I think it probably is less surprising to me because, you know, I think there's more of that in the South than people realize, but that's part of that's because those people, they don't talk about it ever.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get ostracized or have to deal with that, you know.
Wasn't that funny?
You
go, just act stupid. We don't want to not. We want to fit in.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. That's a lot of that does fucking go on, which sucks, but That's what you're talking about. It's like changing people's minds. I've gotten some like people who have told me, sent me messages and stuff saying they're like serious redneck. You know, I'm a redneck. And you know what, man? I hadn't thought about it that way. And yeah, that's awesome when that happens. But that's kind of few and far between.
Really?
But what I get a lot more of is people from like Oregon or whatever saying that I changed the way they look at, you know, people with a southern accent or whatever.
Right.
Like, that completely changed their perception. And that's pretty cool to me, too.
So, wait, you didn't get any emails from when the transgender bathroom thing was going on? You didn't get kind emails from people that were going through that or had family members?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. That makes me...
No. Don't get me wrong. I've got plenty of hate and shit, but it's been outweighed 10 to 1.
Yeah, that makes me feel
good. And sometimes, man, it's not just like, hey, that was funny and great and, you know, you crushed it. Sometimes it's like, hey, my daughter is transgender and I just want you to know. And it's like, people will come to our shows and come up to us like in person and like seriously like cry sometimes talking
because
they've got kids or whatever. And that shit, yeah, that's heavy in a good way, you know, like that really fucking hits you. That's
something I didn't think
I would have when I started doing comedy. And
look. You know, you can do something for the right reason, but still say. I think the trepidation for me is always when you tell those type of stories. For me, is that I don't want to come off self-aggrandizing. No,
right?
No, you're not, and neither am I. It fucking melts you sometimes,
right, exactly,
and it puts you even me that you think, okay, I'm saying it because obviously I believe it, but then when somebody comes up to me in San Diego and they say they are I think they're Cherokee, and something I was screaming about on the podcast, and I think, oh, you know, and then they're like, no, thank you, and I'm like, okay, I'm not just, because sometimes I'll think, okay, that's right, these are not just causes, they're people,
yeah,
and then they come up to you, and then I know how it feels because, you know, growing up and hearing somebody say something that wasn't homophobic at my Thanksgiving table, something that was just, you know, you forget, we always think who we're going to offend, but you forget who you're going to make fucking feel awesome.
Yeah.
And you say something really open-minded, and you make some people, I guarantee it. I'm going to tell you something. I love those rants. I'm always looking for people that can say things the way I feel, but fucking better, and then learn. I go, God damn it, I want to be that crystal clear with my thoughts. I try to be. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. But people hear that shit. It makes them breathe easier, and that's all we're fucking here for, to make people breathe easier. If you're not making people breathe easier, you're here for the wrong goddamn reason.
Yeah.
That's not up for debate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One of the biggest things that was like important to me with all that was,
hey Katie,
like,
what's up,
where we're from, and my wife's name's Katie, by the way, that's a good name, very very common white girl name, but a good one, I like it. Yeah, but anyway, like people, those people like we grew up with, I grew up with back home, that are on the opposite end, the stereotypical people you're used to, they just assume down there, they just assume that you agree with them, so they'll just start screaming homophobic or racist shit or whatever, and they're very in your face, like if you don't agree then kiss my ass, like that's the attitude. So I wanted to do that exact same, to have that same attitude,
yeah,
but about the other side, be like, because also if it was some, you know, a Yankee disagreeing with them, they're like, well, to hell with them, they think they're better than everybody. But somebody that sounds like them,
right,
being like, nah, man, fuck you, there's plenty of us down here just like you who also think you suck. And when you scream at them, I don't give a damn whether you like it or not. They really don't appreciate that shit, even though they've been doing that same thing for 35 years. You know what I mean? So,
right, yes.
That was, I wanted to.
There we go. This will help us.
Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah. So no, let me tell you something. It's cathartic. That's why I did that big opening. You think I'm going to just give everyone a big opening? Jesus Christ.
Go.
This is the Todd Glass Show, goddammit. What do you like to be called? Your
just Trey. Trey Crowder.
I
don't take offense to the liberal redneck or nothing. I don't mean that, but you can call me Trey, Todd.
No. I have a new nickname for you.
You got one?
No, I don't. I wanted to think of one. God damn it, improv is hard.
Yeah.
yeah. Fucking, I was trying to think, what could I do? What could I do? His initials, you know? I was like, TC. All right, hold on. I wanted to say two things real quick so I don't forget. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jake, this is so stupid. I'm going to take it. I'm going to rip it off. That's to prove how unimportant it is. I'm going to throw it out. But I did make me laugh. Jake said before the show I said if I go to raise the music and he touch it, sometimes he tries to lower it because they know what makes sense. Like in the you know, I want
right.
it loud, but they know it's going to peak. I said I'm going to lick his hand.
Yeah.
He goes, well, good. I don't care because I have fake hands. I didn't want to tell you. So I said, okay. And then somehow it turned to, if Howie Mandel got into an accident and then he lost his hands, he'd get fake hands, he'd be able to shake everybody's hands. We'd be able to find out if he's just really a germaphobe or he was lying. So anyway, we're on to your shit.
I thought you were going to talk about arm wrestling him for a minute there. No, back to the hand licking technique. That's you keep that in your back pocket, huh?
Okay, I got one more for you. So I want to talk to you about this. I like talking about. I'm going to take advantage of you being here. We'll do some silly stuff too. Oh, yeah. But I also like talking about. I used to talk about the things I wanted to talk about before my I said, I'm going to talk about for 10 minutes. It ended up being 40 minutes the opening of my show before I got to the silly part of my show. But with you, we'll just mix it all over the place. We'll do silly. We'll be serious.
Back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. Back and forth.
It up.
So with the I had a thought on the Kaepernick taking the knee. You know, and did I say his name right?
Yep.
All right.
As far as I know,
That when you can catch people in their bullshit, one of those moments where you go, no, I didn't. You think you're right, and I think I'm right. No. This is when you're caught. Like, I call it kid with the hand in the cookie jar. You know, like, that means he doesn't have to admit that he got his hand in the cookie jar for it to have happened.
Right.
That's why the expression exists. Just because the kid never says he was actually taking a cookie, the parents aren't going, geez, I don't know if he did. That's why and this is what I feel. That's what I feel you do with people. Like, just because they won't say to you, they won't say to you, you got me.
Right.
Oh, you did.
Right.
If they only knew, we don't need you to admit it to know that you were cornered.
Right.
You feel it's like a drug addict that you corner. By the way, that's what hatred is. It's a drug. And when you're cornered, you get angry because this is something like heroin that has given you relief. I can understand what hatred does for people.
Yeah.
So can a drug addict. The drug addict and a person that holds on to hate have a lot in common. Hey, this heroin brings me comfort. I know it causes a lot of fucking harm, but it makes me feel warm. And that's what the hatred is.
And
get it.
It alleviates all the shit that they like hate about themselves or whatever. All the shit they got going on, it's fucking them up here that, you know, they can... That's like, it is like a drug for that. Just
it
like
is.
Actual drugs are. It's like it takes focus internally for them off of the shit they hate about themselves. They'd be like, yeah, well, fuck those people more, you know?
Yeah,
fuck me a little bit, but fuck everybody else way more, and it makes them
feel
better.
Well, it's like when you see any couple that's angry, the only thing they have in common is when they sit at a restaurant. I'm talking about unhappy couples, not happy couples. When they just to go, oh, there, look at her, look at him, like, because that's the only thing they have is making fun of other people. That's their only common bond that brings them joy. But anyway, back to Kevin, back to Colin. So when you catch people and talking about it, you're like, oh, no, come on, we got you. Because they always say, well, people, why can't, like, Trayvon Martin, when they were protesting, why can't they protest peacefully? So let me just make sure I have you right, because it doesn't even agree to disagree. That's nothing. I want to understand you first. I'm going to take a little time to understand what you're saying.
Right.
That way when I react to it, I'm reacting to the right thing. So you're just saying if they could come up with a peaceful way to protest. So you're not saying it's what they're protesting. Just a good cause, but God damn it, can't you learn to do it peacefully? Okay.
Right.
Do I hear you right? Yes. Okay. Now, when he takes the knee, you go, oh, you must be so proud.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I bet you're proud. What are you talking about? Well, that's the most peaceful way you can protest. I thought you'd be
literally.
Like, literally, it's the most peaceful way you can protest. Oh, so you're full of shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. We're not just agreeing to this. You said peaceful. That's peaceful. If you weren't full of shit and I said, aren't you proud, you would have gone, of course I'm proud. Don't you remember what I said about the last time? Peaceful. Well, what he's doing is taking a knee is peaceful. Of course I'm fucking proud. That's what a sane person says. But because you made up a reason.
Right.
You don't like the cause. I bet if they were all taking a knee because your son or daughter were murdered and that local police weren't doing the job you felt. And you went to a local football game, and in representing that you think the local police in that little town should pay attention to your missing child, and they all took a knee. I bet them you fucking wouldn't give a fuck about that national anthem and that bullshit. Fuck you, and don't fucking lie that you would. That's when I don't let people wiggle out. No, you will not wiggle out of this unless you're fucking admit you're insane. Don't fucking say that if you agreed with the cause that you wouldn't love that they took a knee. Don't fucking fuck with me. We can agree to disagree, but don't fuck with my brain. If you don't say, of course we'd be happy if it was for our child, then you're fucking lying to me. And don't fucking lie to me. You're full of shit. You don't like the cause. You pile of shit. Admit it.
Yeah. No. So we've
Me and the boys, Corey and Drew, have talked about that a lot. And Corey, I got, you know, just credit where it's due. He wrote a really good post on our blog, basically the exact same point that's like when Ferguson and
what's
Baltimore
your blog?
And all that
say,
shit.
Say your blog so I don't forget to ask you later.
Our Sunday Best, so S-U-N-D-Y.
Is it called Corey Ryan Forrester?
Yeah, it's all that's on there. But
so hold on,
and it was that same thing.
Let's remind them who we're talking about. Why not, right?
Corey Ryan Forrester. Why the fuck is your name so long? Oh, Drew Morgan, you seem cool, man. Mostly because your name is Normal and Shit.
Normal and Shit. That didn't rhyme. So, the blog, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
sure, I'm a good interviewer.
We had talked about that exact same thing. Like, they said, you know, look, whatever, you want to protest, it's your right, but there's no reason to riot, just be peaceful about it. And then they do literally the most peaceful type of protest you can imagine, and they lose their fucking mind, because the reality is they don't want black people protesting about that no matter how the fuck they go about it.
You know where they should protest?
They latch onto that, you know, they had a little wiggle room there at first. It's like, hey. They can be mad, that's fine, but just don't, you know, just be peaceful about it. But now this has exposed them for being the fucking frauds that they are. And also, it also bothered me that they talk about how disrespectful it was of Colin Kaepernick. And when I think of these people, they're like the most disrespectful fucking people I can think of. Yeah. Like other people's opinions and ways of life and, like, you know, sexual orientation or race or whatever. They don't respect literally fucking any of that. If it's any different than them, they fucking hate it. And they don't treat any of it with any respect. And then they tell him that he's being disrespectful. It's insane.
It's crazy.
Questlove just tweeted today. He said, so all you mad at the national anthem kneelers with verification checks, just people are verified on Twitter, y'all got another 2 cents for Terrence Crutcher or nah? Like the guy from Tulsa.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Yeah. And that's, I can't remember who it was, and that sucks, but I saw a good one earlier about that guy. It said a woman cop shot and killed him, and it's like, and if that won't make Republicans support equal pay for women, then nothing ever will.
Questlove goes in. His picture on Twitter.
I'm sure I remember who said that.
I see this because
do what?
Andy Samford.
Yeah.
What about Andy Samford?
He's the one who said, either way. I don't know. Sorry, I was trying to think of who said that, who had that tweet, but it was good either way. Whether it was Andy. That was Drew talking over there.
Your name is Norman.
All right, so what I want. Hang on, put it right at the end. So hold on. I love talking about this stuff. So you're cool with talking about it?
Yeah, man. Great. Hell, that's the only reason I'm sitting here. I'm cool with talking about that shit.
Give me your dates. I'm going to tell people, and I'll say them in the beginning of the show. That way you don't got to worry about it. I'll say them right up
dates,
front.
Dates like for here on the road. In Southern California?
No, dates everywhere. But I'll say them on the opening.
If it's dates everywhere, there's a shitload. And I just go to our website.
Okay, what is
that? Well-read, R-E-D, like well-redneck. Wellredcomedy.com, and it's got all the tour dates.
Say it again. Put some reverb in it.
Wellredcomedy.com.
Maybe Willie says it. Bump, 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 bump.
You guys are in San Francisco next, right? Or bump, San Jose and then
bump.
San Francisco?
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I might.
Sorry. We're at the Brea Improv, then Westside Comedy Theater, then we go to San Jose and San Fran, Sacramento, then we come back down here, and then ever damn where else.
All right, cool.
And that tweet I'd read earlier is apparently from Jeffrey Joseph. Corey's just showing
me. Why am I so hot?
Credit to him. Yeah, it's a little hot in here, but in a good way. It's the energy, man. We got
let me go see if that
got this energy going. So, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
Yeah. All this is in the podcast, for
sure. Been doing this a while?
Oh, actually, this is my first time back for like 2 months.
Oh, that's right. But, he said that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I did it for like 3 years.
I walked away from the table. Did everything go all right?
Yeah.
Was everything all right when I walked away to check the air? Did you sense my presence was gone?
Sorry, we were talking about something, actually, but that's a...
What were you...
We were
Jake's
talking about...
Back,
we were just catching up.
I know.
Just catching up with Jake and Katie over here. They've been gone a long time.
I know, Katie.
I missed
like,
them.
What do you feel like?
I was writing an edit note in case there's
I love it. But I love that. Okay, I'm going to say something that I want you to mark because I might want to take it out if I don't say it right. Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying, you know how some people go, oh, I'm pro cop, but then they move on past it. I think you got to wallow in your respect for the good cops, because then it makes them know. You can't just go, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know there's some good cops. You have to,
right.
By the way, I get it. There's like a very small percentage of them. And I know I've done like hundreds and hundreds of ride-alongs. And I
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay. So I understand what it's like to be in a car and the power of someone that is open-minded. I'm talking about really one friend specifically, but I won't repeat it because the listeners have already heard it. But anybody that listens to the podcast knows I'm not one of those people that goes, oh, yeah, I know there's – no, no, no. We have to rave about them because how do they feel? They need fucking – you know what it's like to be a good cop? But I think they have some fucking lessons to learn. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
They have to learn that fraternity is not working.
Yeah.
It's not fucking working. You
exactly.
And when they go, oh, there's a few bad apples.
Right. That's not.
Stop it. Stop it. You lied long enough.
Yeah. And that,
you have to say, you have to admit more than that. No, that's taking a hot shit all over the good cops because they're going, a few good apples. Thanks a lot.
That's my main problem with them. Yeah, I know there's a lot of great cops out there, but like I just don't. And it's the same thing that like rednecks say about Muslims and moderate Muslims. I realize it's the same argument,
it's
but
not.
I just don't see.
It's not.
I don't see those cops because of the fraternity and all this stuff. They need. You would think they would want to get that shit cleaned up more than anybody. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
it's
look
fucking giving them a bad name, but there's this whole, it's like a part of their culture with them, like a philosophy they have, you know, where they just don't do it. Or at least I don't see
no,
it
No, believe
happening,
me, that's
you
why
know?
I take the time to talk about the good cops and the power that they have because they are out there. And I think if they're out there, if I have any hatred towards the cops that don't do it good, that's the reason you send extra love to the good cops.
Right.
It is a profession that's needed. But no, I believe me, I get it. It's out of fucking control. And it's like they're begging. And another thing, and it's like Eric says to me a lot, it's like they're going, we will not be policed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to be policed. And it's like, you know, because they're so angry and they're not going to be policed. And so, okay, I lost my thought, but hold on, I got it back. I get intense, but it's not at you.
No, I'm with it. I like it.
That the I would like to see the cop that unfortunately has to die, I would like to see a significant other address bad cops in a platform.
Mm-hmm.
For one time to see someone, and you know it's out there. You
right.
know there is a wonderful, good, decent, kind cop
yeah.
with a decent, kind, significant other that gets what's going on right now. And here's what I think you could change, maybe like some people's beliefs, maybe younger people that just get caught up in this little lie of you're going to see clips on YouTube where it's not the cop's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, and the worst is when that shows up on the news because then that's an excuse. We get that. But if you're a sane person, you're going, of course there are going to be fucking situations where there's an outcry against the cop, and it ends up like Duke, like the Duke lacrosse
right.
team. There was
yes.
a case where, okay. But
they got
that,
accused of rape, and then ultimately were exonerated,
right.
but it was too late. They got fucking
right.
through the mud. All
so the
shit.
Lesson is to be, of course, but this is not the situation. This is not the situation here that, what were we talking about?
Cops.
Cops compared
and
to
there's good ones.
Oh, that like the police that the
yeah.
unfortunately, when a cop dies, I would like to see someone the significant other of that living that the cop that lost his life address bad cops because that's whose fault it is to go to them and go you've caused this. You know, I love it when people
yes.
go, no, what a cop does. No, not everyone's going to like him, and that always makes my blood boil because we get that. That's not the problem. That no matter how
right.
hard you try. You can't please everybody.
I think that, you know, and this is also something that, like, we've talked about a lot lately with all this Colin, me and the guys on Colin Kaepernick stuff. Like, when you think about it, to me, like, think about that job and how little it pays and how thankless it is and how hard it is.
Who does it attract?
Who does it attract? Now, look, it attracts some people that, you know, literally heroes, genuine heroes, truly selfless people who want to help, right? Without a doubt. But outside of that, mm-hmm. which I think if we look at the whole population, the percentage of heroes is pretty small. And so outside of that, who else does it attract?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that,
power-tripping assholes
course.
Who don't have
you know,
any other
change.
Way to grab that, you know? And like, yeah, it could change.
It could
right.
change.
But and so when you look at it like that, to me, that, you know, yeah, there are plenty of great cops out there, but they need to take ownership of the shit
yeah,
that's
they,
going
by the
on
way,
and be like, we need to fix this.
Here's the part I think that I might want to edit out later. But look, anybody that listens to this podcast, get it. I have thrown a lot of love and thrown a lifeline. Good cops, if they heard this show, they'd be like, fucking, this guy gets it. We do need a lifeline. We do need to be hugged and let us know we're out there. I get it. But you need to fucking speak up, because let me tell you something. It seems like they're saying to the community, we don't give a fuck.
You said they won't. We won't be policed and we won't change or whatever. Another clear indication of that is the way they fucking, they, like in Santa Clara with the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick, they said, well, you know what? We're just not going to work your games anymore. And that's happened in other places, too. It's like fucking peaceful protests. And they're like, if you don't stop exercising your right as an American, then we are not going to protect your lives and fucking follow the goddamn oath that we took. Like, it's your fucking job, man. Do your, you know how many people fucking go to work and do their job when they don't want to or disagree with it or whatever? But right. The minute you even say, like, hey, no matter how peacefully, like, hey, maybe you guys should do a little better. And they're like, well, fuck you, police yourself, right. Asshole.
Yeah, open-minded street sweepers have to clean the streets in front of hateful people's
right.
houses.
Yes.
You know?
But, and they just, they're like, well, you know what? If you're going to act that way, then have fun not having any cops at your games. And that's such fucking bullshit, man. I don't know where they get it. That's so self-righteous to me, that attitude. And that's not doing them any favors.
No. Oh, you don't have to bring. Did you bring your own piano music? Oh, my God.
I always do.
I bring my own piano music everywhere.
Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Can you play that meditation?
This must be tough to travel. Like you're on a tour with piano?
No, just the music.
Oh.
Just the music. Yeah.
That seems way easier.
Yeah.
Man, you're so smart.
Yeah, I used to haul the piano around, but I was like, you know what?
Live and you learn.
Just the music. Who needs the instrument, you know?
I just play the
music. Nah, fuck. I wish, but no, I don't. I always wanted to play. I always wanted to play the fiddle, but I'm also lazy, so that never materialized.
You play the fiddle? Can you play that meditation song? I think I need it before. We're gonna get silly here now. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? Does it scare you when I scream?
No, hell no.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just sitting. I mean, no.
Let's take a little medication. Meditation.
I feel like no matter what I do in response to it is weird, but that's all right though.
Oh, what's this?
Wait, this is. By the way, can I tell you something about this? Have you ever heard this meditation? It's with using cursing.
Oh fuck! I'm excited.
We are programmed. The only word I don't like saying, but I don't mind little fucker, but I'm trying not to say motherfucker, only because when I listen to it in hindsight, I don't like it, but when I say it, I love it.
It's
so appropriate.
It feels so good coming out.
Yeah, maybe I'll just keep saying it.
God damn, it's my personal favorite, but I mean, I like motherfucker, too.
Put some reverb in it. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Little fucker.
Little fucker.
Little fucker.
But God damn it.
God
damn it.
Bless you.
It's been my favorite
damn
for a long time.
Odysseus, motherfucker.
You goddamn. Like,
what was that other word?
Odysseus.
Odysseus? Like the fucking, from the myth?
Maybe Oedipus, the guy who wanted to have sex with his dad?
That's Oedipus, and he killed his dad and wanted to fuck his mom.
Right, that guy. You Oedipus, because, motherfucker. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, that guy. Explain my insult to me, and then I'll fucking nail your ass to the wall with it. God damn it.
Oh, God. Can I tell you something? What is going on that it's that hot in here? Maybe because I'm screaming.
It's because this is fire. This whole thing is fire, this conversation.
It's Corey.
It's lit.
It is Corey.
Maybe
it
I
puts off
put
a lot of
fire.
Heat.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
See that head?
How bigger than hell.
Oh, by the way, I guarantee your hat is wouldn't fit me. Well, wait till we're, because meaning I have the bigger head. Every time someone goes, oh, his head's bigger. No. Well, when we take a break,
we'll have a head off.
I don't want to be sweaty when we do it.
Todd will shower.
I'll take a shower. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more thing, and then we are going to take a quick break. What time is it?
7:30.
Making good time.
Wait, oh, so we've been doing an hour and a half?
No, we started at
43 minutes.
Oh, okay. What time did we start?
43 minutes ago.
Okay. All right, let me get my Post-its neat. While I'm getting my Post-its neat, will you play this?
Oh, Todd's got Post-its. Oh, fancy. Oh, Todd writes things on square. All right, I'll play the thing.
Ah, no one joined in. Everyone's supposed to do that with him. Now, you know what? I don't want to leave him hanging because he did a bit that we do on the show a lot. You know how to do it. You know how to do it, I think. So here we go. Do it again. And everyone do it. Watch. You're going to be like they did. Watch this.
Oh, Todd can
what?
Afford
that's not that big of a deal.
That he can
just
because
I post it.
Oh, nah, is
I don't,
that
you guys
magic
are overreacting.
Bunker?
Really?
Are you a millionaire?
A post it? Really? You think that's that big of a deal? It's not just with post its. It's anything.
You
it's like.
Buy them
hold on. So I was flying this weekend and I got bumped up to first class. No big deal. I'm doing what? I'm just.
first class just got bumped up. I guess that just
not
happens
that
to you.
Gets bumped.
All
right, there we go. So this is hold on 1 second. This is we'll use this as we go to break. And
oh,
he doesn't know it. Okay, Eric, can you get that, Eric?
Eric, he ain't coming in, man.
No, Eric, can you come on? Tell him he can tell. Go get him. Go tell him he can come in. We're in the middle of a show.
He can hear me, right?
I don't think he can, Eric.
Come in. Slide the fucking door.
I love what.
Are you? Oh my God, they're fucking with me, right?
Eric, it was me again. Actually, let them in. Seriously. I like to watch you get mad, and so does Jake. And so, go escalate to the last one. Like, when you have fucking had it, just do it right away, and we'll be over the bit.
All right.
Yeah, right now.
I swear to God, open the fucking door and walk through it!
Meditation.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is going to work. And then we're going to take a break. I'm going to get a cold washcloth for everybody. We're going to come back. We'll take it home, which we'll do the same thing we just did, but more silly. There were other things I never got to, just so you know.
We got plenty of stuff to talk about, I assume.
Yeah, race. Okay.
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly.
Oh, do you want me to...
Allow yourself to be here, fully, in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now.
It works.
In this place. With your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get under your skin.
Do you have to say that?
They can't even. Take in a deep breath. Now breathe out. Just feel the fucking nonsense float away.
Shit.
Take full, deep breaths.
Plane ride, it's gone.
Breathe in strength. Breathe out bullshit.
Your manager's dropping you. She wanted me to tell you.
Allow your breathing to discover its own natural, unhurried pace. If your thoughts drift to the three-ring shit show of your life, bring your attention back to your breathing. And with each breath, feel your body saying, fuck that. With passive acceptance, just allow distracting thoughts to float by.
Let the
fuck that.
Fuck that.
With each breath you take, your thoughts become lighter.
Yes.
And all the soul-eating cocksuckers just fall away into nothing. Take a moment to appreciate the silence. Those assholes can't piss all over a purity like this. You are weightless, timeless, without beginning or end. Completely relaxed and free of thought. And as you slowly open your eyes, greet the world and
all
everything
right.
in it. With
right?
A
didn't that
breath.
Work? We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be right back. Oh, it's going to get silly, fuckface.
I just want to hear my voice.
Oh my God, of course we'll play it again.
Yeah.
He's a liberal, he's a redneck, and he's here on the Todd Glass Show. You should see him, go check his Facebook. He's dragging Dixie.
Did you all learn it?
Out of the dark.
Liberal redneck, we're glad he's with us today. sure we take a break to that, but we come back to this. What do you think?
Corey Ryan Forrester.
So professional.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck is your name so long? Oh, Drew Morgan, you seem cool, man. Mostly because your name is Norman Chip.
All righty.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. What,
is this Trey?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm calling from American Rotisserie. You got a rotisserie. Hey, are you liking it? Do you love it? Does it make the chicken great?
Yeah, man. Just
that's so good to
just
hear.
Like my grandma who worked at Kroger makes it.
Well, you know what? We're so happy to hear that. Hey, why have you on the phone? Did you tell any people about it? Because I know you got it. Oh, you... Let me make sure I've got the right information here. Oh, yeah, you got it half price. You were going to tell 10 friends. We didn't get any calls. That's
no, yeah. Gonna... What? No, that,
no, I didn't get any calls, so no, we're just saying.
I told them.
Who did you really tell? Do you mind giving me a name? We can see if we find them, because usually when they call in, we log it on our sheets here.
Are you serious? How many of these, how many, you really want
who
me to, like, give
tell?
You the names
hey, can
of
I be
people?
Honest with
like
you?
My full
can
name?
I be honest
their
with
full
you? And
names?
And I can get fired off of this? I'm going to be honest with you. I can get fired. I think you're full of shit.
You think I'm full
like,
of shit?
Yeah, and I've been working here for about 5 years.
You think I would just fucking lie about just to get a
I
fucking
think,
chicken oven?
Yeah, but you don't think I meet people that do it every day?
You don't
and
think
you know
I
what? Let me tell you something.
You know that
I'm not
going
to go to jail if I'm honest with you, and this is my last day, and I fucking had it. I'll tell you what happened. If you listen to me, I'll listen to you. I think you just thought, fuck it, I won't tell anyone. They don't really check, and then we do. Who'd you tell? Give me a name.
Okay, I don't,
one man
I told
to man.
Fucking people. I told my goddamn meemaw. She loves chicken. I
okay,
told her.
Okay, your meemaw?
Yeah, meemaw.
Can we give her a call? Call her up right now.
It's what it's kind of like, man. She's probably in bed. I told other people,
well,
too.
What'd
I told
you tell
my cousin.
Oh, who else? What's your cousin's name? Do you mind? I'll check.
Because Ray Ray.
You're full of shit. Can I ask you a
Ray
question?
Ray Ray.
How's it feel to know you're lying? You know why?
I'm not lying. Let me ask.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to go to anger. You're going to go to anger because you're mad.
I'm not angry. I just like, I don't like.
You're fucking full of shit.
You're awful goddamn proud of your fucking chicken ovens because let me tell you something. Everybody knows those chickens are fucking loss leaders in grocery stores. They sell them for fucking nothing. You know how many goddamn chickens I could have bought? You know how many fucking chickens I could have bought? The fully cooked, succulent, tender ass chickens I could have bought for the price of that goddamn chicken oven y'all got. That you apparently think is just something else. Let me tell you what. You need to go down there to the goddamn fucking Kmart and let them teach you how to learn you how to cook a fucking chicken.
First of all, I'm going to say something right now.
Here's the good thing about having your show. You can do anything you want. I'm going to stop this bit for 1 second. By the way, you're great. And agree with you. You know what? Unless you know how to cook chickens, and you're great. Stop fucking cooking your own chickens and go to the rotisserie and get them at the Vaughn's.
Right.
You're not doing better than that.
Exactly.
Unless you know something. That's all they fucking do. They roast them. They got it down. They're going to be juicy.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's why, you know what I do? When I have like people over and I don't want to cook, but I like presentation, I know how to. I'll go get like 5 of those rotisserie chicken ovens, put them in a big fucking pan, pour some like vodka sauce on it, and then just put some cheese on it and bake those fucks.
No doubt,
And people go, "Oh, it's so moist!" And yeah, because they know what they're doing. Now, by the way, if someone knows how to cook, different. But I don't know
how
to cook.
It's a little different. Those fucking chickens are literally.
You're right. What are they doing any better? You're right. Fuck them too, right?
Yeah.
Fuck the people that can
people
cook.
Know how to cook.
Everyone's full of shit.
Just buy the goddamn chickens.
Buy the roasted chickens. They're $6.99. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Who's buying a fucking rotisserie oven? I don't give a shit if it was 8th price. Is that all it does?
Is that, like, chicken's coming to get
hold
me.
On, I have something I want to talk. Okay, back to the bit.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Goddamn. Is this the manager?
Hello? Well, hi, how you doing? This is the manager.
I didn't realize.
I hit it by accident.
Yes.
Hey, listen. Trey.
Yeah.
Don't you have
yes,
a soul?
Chicken man.
Don't you have a soul? You
don't
know
I have a soul?
You're telling me. You
well,
can
I'll tell you
tell
what I do
you,
got.
Your
a
children.
Shiny new chicken oven.
Well, guess what?
That
we'll
I got for half
it.
Price.
I'll send the guy over
you
to get
come,
it.
Come and get it. Come and get
you
the goddamn
you
chicken oven.
Really? You don't know how quick I could get somebody over there. Oh, what
think
that?
I give a fuck
hey,
about this
yeah,
chicken
really?
Oven?
What's that in the background, asshole?
I think that's the ding on the chicken oven. My chicken must be done. I've been cooking them all goddamn day ever since I got this high-quality product here. Oh, where'd you go? Is that what happened?
Hey, how you doing?
I don't want to spit anymore. You know, can I tell you? I get caught in line read. No, no, I'll go back to the phone thing. Then I got caught like up in like a bad improv troupe. Hi, I'm here from the chicken rotisserie place. And I fucking hated it. Don't we have run from the bit? Jesus, something. We have a, when we get caught in these things, I think it's worth finding this.
Listen.
Hey, you work back to this, we're fine. We don't have to do run from the bit.
Sir Chicken. Listen.
So listen, I don't think, I'm going to be honest with
listen,
you.
Listen, no. Listen, I got a lot of shit going on right now, all right? I've been trying to quit drinking and stuff. It's not going all that great. And like, I wanted a chicken oven, all right? And honestly, I don't know 10 people, man. I don't know what you want me to do.
All right, well now.
And I didn't have full price to give for the goddamn chicken oven. So yeah, I lied, okay? I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Come and get it. It's the only goddamn thing I got is the fucking chicken oven. Come and take it, if that's what you want to do. You can have it. Have it back.
I don't want it back.
I don't want it back. You don't. All right.
I don't want it back. I want you to keep it. I like that you were honest with me.
Thank you. It's a high quality product.
Can I bend your ear a little?
Hey man, I ain't got nothing else going on tonight. It's gonna be a solid hour before this next chicken's done. So
my family got hit by a bus tonight.
Your whole family?
Yeah, they got wiped out. No, that's not right.
Every last one of them.
What did you say? They got hit by a bus. They weren't.
All of them. Why did any of them move?
The bus
by the way, you don't think people get hit by a bus? It's not their fault.
Sorry, I was listening into the conversation.
I'm saying if someone gets hit by the Chick-fil-A cow.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A.
Do I like Chick-fil-A? This is a blasphemy. You can come Southerner, back. But not really.
No, you can come back to this.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still talking.
I like that he's. By the way, I like that you use that microphone.
No, not really. I'm not.
Let's do the bit a little longer. I want to piss you off a little more. I want to try to see how mad I can get this guy.
So go back to the phone.
Go back to the phone.
But I already poured my heart out to you. Was this?
Hey, how you doing?
I thought we got past this chicken guy.
We made up. I'm high and I got lost.
You think you're fucking mad?
And I don't want to go back to the mad guy. Let's just have a nicer conversation.
Demon manager make you call me back? You're going to come take the fucking
We want
oven,
you to come
you?
Down. We want to drop off another a free oven. We felt bad. I talked to my manager. He was listening in on our calls because, you know, they listen into the calls for training reasons.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to be mad at me. Ends up, I just got a raise.
He sounded pretty mean.
He wasn't mean. He appreciates that... That you're having hard times. So we want to come by your house and drop off another rotisserie chicken.
You're going to come to my house and bring me another chicken.
Listen, you fuck.
That's the...
Okay, so you didn't fall for it. Why don't you just fucking tell 10 people like you said you were going to?
I don't know.
You pile of shit.
God
you didn't. Why won't you admit it?
I did.
Who? I'm name fucking, them.
I don't
email
know.
Email them to
I
me.
I fucking my meemaw.
Okay, not
she's
more.
Probably got some fucking
okay, your meemaw.
Gin rummy.
And you know what? And you tell me you listen, because I've been listening to you. You're telling me you tell 10 people, not one of them buys one with the code you were given on your rotisserie oven to give your friends.
Maybe,
I understand one, not at all.
Maybe the reason they didn't buy a chicken oven is because roasted, perfectly roasted, succulent chickens
okay.
are cheap as fuck at the goddamn grocery store.
Can I be
Come
honest with you off the record?
Oven.
And if they're listening, you're right. By the way, I enjoy talking about
that more. Let's go back to the microphones.
Hello? You're right. What else? What else should I'm all?
Run, 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 oh. run there it is. Run, 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 run from
run
the bit.
Run from the bit. Run, 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 away from run, it. Run, 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 run from the bit.
I have a bit that you are all going to love, and it's visual, but our listeners know what it is. So I'll go first, and we all have to go to the drums. Will you guys do it? Will you do it?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
So we've done this bit on the show before. It's a guy. They're back on tour, and the drummer is like giving that like you know whatever you make up. But I'll go first. It is visual, but our audience knows what happens. We're over at the drums. I'm first, so I'm nervous. Usually I make Rory Scovel go first. He's good at improv. I'm so tired of hearing about it. Oh, Rory's so great. Rory's so great. Ugh.
Did I tell you what he did in Vancouver?
What?
It was great.
What was it?
He would. Like in the middle or towards the end of his set.
By the way, I'm not really tired of hearing about it.
He would turn off all the lights and just turn up the reverb and walk on a table in the middle of the audience and for like 10 minutes just tell like ridiculous one-liners.
You know how I know Rory doesn't do shit just because he doesn't think, like just to be weird, because whenever he does that stuff, I'm cracking up.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm cracking up, that means it's funny. Yeah. And then there are the audience that he's got a fun audience because they're silly. They... teaches me to hold on. I give up. I do one silly bit. If I'm on the road and the audience doesn't get it, I get out of it right away. I'm like, okay, enough with that. Rory will continue until he loses work, and that's the problem. Well, no, I don't want to shit all over him, but apparently he can't get rebooked at clubs. I'm just saying. No. The word is out.
Oh, you switched to theaters. Cool move.
No. Can I tell you, and I'm being honest with you, and why would I make this up? I'm being very honest. The word on Rory Scovel, this is just the industry speaking. He's through. He was yesterday.
Is that right?
Well, I think it's horrible, but the word out of Maurice Scovel is that I think it's unfair, and that's why I'm talking about it. That's why, because that's what we talked about in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I heard someone say the other day that people won't touch Rory Scovel because it's like what was hip 10 years ago, and I say, shut up. Rory Scovel is talented, and now supposedly anybody who knows anything says he's yesterday's potato salad.
Who's going to take his kid when he's done?
He does have an adorable kid, and he does the same bits he does. I don't want to talk about it. He does very dark bits. But anyway, so I'm going to go over to the drums. Our listeners know I'm going to go over to the drums. You're going to picture it, maybe put some reverb, and then we'll all take turns going over.
Oh, okay.
All right, I hope this is funny. God damn it. Thank you. What's your name? You seem nice.
Andrew.
Okay. This is our comeback tour! We haven't been around in a long time, but tonight, we're gonna fucking rock like you've never seen. Ah, fuck! All right. No. I'm alright. God damn it. Get the fucking drug tech over here. Where's the drug tech? Can somebody fucking help me here? Jesus Christ. Fucking thing fell off. Fucking embarrassing. All right, Jake, are you ready?
I don't know if I can top that.
No, you do. Everybody does. Whatever you do, you figure out things to do.
Here you go. You ready?
Sure. All right, Jake is now walking to the microphone. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, Atlanta? How we been? How we been, girl? Right crowd, nobody's really said anything so far, but I'm ready to roll. It's been 6 years. Woo! I've been in a basement for a long time.
All right, there we go. I didn't appreciate messing up the drapes, but wait, it's all bullshit. It's all a facade. People see it's drapes over insulation. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
All right, set it back up. Who wants to do it?
Anybody else? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Come on. Here we go. By the way, this is not like an improv if you went to Second City. If you're going, I don't want to do it, you don't do it. You know, you shouldn't do anything unless you fucking are... Like, you want it. You have an idea. You don't fucking... That's why I get one improv class, and I'm like, this is not for me. All right, you have to act like a potato chip. You know what? I'll be a potato chip walking out of this class. You don't see Power Violence doing any of that shit. Or UCB. Oh, yes and, yes and. How about the people that hold on to that? How about yes and go fuck yourself? All right, here we go. Can you fix that behind you? Try to fall forward if you don't mind, Trey.
All right. That's what I've been doing for the past 6 months.
Wait, you're twirling it around like you know what you're doing.
I don't at all.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Oh, well, you look cool. All
right, here we go. That's yours. God damn it, it's hot. Here we go.
All right, everybody, are we fucking ready to... I know, Donnie. Fuck, you fucking do it. Fine, it's fine.
Oh, he's already fighting with the other members.
Goddamn time. I know. It's your fucking show. This is what fucking happened in the first place. You motherfucker. I know. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
He literally
fell over all the fucking drums. Like, he falls forward. Everybody, me and Jake tried to go to the side. He falls over. Every fucking drum falls in his way.
Forward, you know? Fall forward. I didn't want to fuck the drapes up.
No, no, that was great. Oh, that was great. No, you don't have to apologize. Shut up. Trey, you don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize. No, come here, come here. We'll set him up.
Tell Donnie that.
We'll
see.
What?
Tell Donnie that.
I love that you made up a rapport with the band, and those guys are already arguing on the road, you know?
Yeah.
Can you help fix that? I'm sorry. Help fix it or fix it. Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody? Katie?
Oh,
there you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Drew Morgan, you seem
Drew is at the drums.
We didn't even need you. You're a shitty drummer in the first fucking place. I'm glad you got the fuck out of the band. All right, guys, we didn't even need the goddamn drummer. I'm Donnie. I am the fucking band. I'm gonna put his ass after the show, but now I'm gonna be the front man and the goddamn drummer. Here we go. Trey? Man, fuck this shit.
The guy takes from another instrument. Hey, you know what? I will do the drums. I know what I'm fucking doing. How hard can it be to hit the drums? Bang, bang, bang. I get it.
He says I am every position, and I am the lead of the band.
Well, that's like Todd Rundgren. Anyway, I thought I'd make that reference. Edit that out. Edit that fucking out, goddammit. No one will ever know. Anytime. All right, wow. Let's take a deep breath. Can we get some meditation here for a second so we can... No, we don't need meditation. We need meditation. I was hoping that got a laugh just out of rhythm. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want pasta?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Is that your manager? Oh, that Trey, that's really bad. I'm not... we have a safe word on the show. I swear to God. Is that really your...
What? No, I mean...
That's unprofessional.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's my manager.
Oh, she comes with two cars?
That, well, I mean... I kind of have a team, but that's not the point. Like, I don't know that. I don't know that it's.
Oh,
I have a team.
A whole team of people. You might have to say.
Oh,
I do, guys. I do. I do.
I
got a whole team.
People to my team.
I do.
They're linked on my IMDb.
Move aside. The liberal redneck's here with his management team. Roll out the red carpet. I've got a slew of beef.
I barely make decisions for myself anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have some reverb, please? Please move aside. The team of people that manages the liberal redneck is here. Trey Crowler's his handlers are now entering the room. Please move aside. Move aside. Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, I've got a handlers to manage me. Oh,
I touched one. Ooh, am I famous now?
Don't do that.
I can't. I lost my virginity to this song. I thought it'd be perfect to play. And you should have seen the look in the girl's face. Come on, shut up. Come on, come on. Can I just say some things? God damn it. How's your mom?
On pills.
Is she really? Would she listen to this show?
No, she's been clean for a while. I don't know. She might, but she knows I talk about it. It's all right.
That's all right. I mean, she doesn't care. You're probably killing her.
No, that's the pills, but I'm probably not.
Some people don't fucking... You know what the problem with this world is?
What?
A lot of fucking stupid people everywhere you go, because people are fucking idiots. And I've been doing this show for about 3 years.
Todd.
I'll tell you what, these fucking...
No, I mean, you're right.
Todd, your paper... Todd, your paper's on fire.
Oh, shit.
Your paper is on fire.
Literally a fire.
That's my favorite bit. I light my paper on fire as I talk about how stupid people are. All right, hold on. Let me get centered here. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay. I have to check with my team first now that they're here.
Not feeling wedge at restaurants?
Like lettuce wedges? I don't feel that either, man.
What is it? Okay. No, I don't want to do that. What's that meditation? Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I feel very organized. Is there anything you want to ask me?
Now, if anybody here, if you guys, if Drew or Corey have any questions for me, I don't usually do it, but I get the sense that there's a... How about if we... You know what we're going to do?
No, I don't know what we're going to do.
No questions for me. Okay. Hold on. It's really coming down out there. Whoa, shit.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
I feel bad for my team sitting out there in this weather.
They're not even in an umbrella.
No.
They just
they don't get umbrellas.
Shit.
Fucking,
you want to see something really cool? Watch this. Hold on. I don't never know the words to say. Ooh, that thunder's getting close. Wow. Shut the fuck up. You hear?
I do.
I've got to go now. I've got to go strap down and close down the barn.
Be careful out there, Todd.
No, I'm fine, guys.
Todd, be careful.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Todd, listen.
Todd,
it sounds pretty rough.
Todd,
out there. I wouldn't. Is there a cellar? Does he have a cellar? He should take care of himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's never left like this before, just in the middle of the...
I'm saying, listen, man, we got to deal with storms down south. It's not a fucking joke. You know.
Why don't you have your team come in here? If like, why do you keep... Oh, just keep...
There's, they'll be fine. They're fine.
Yeah, I mean, they are resilient.
They are. They're resilient.
It's really raining.
It's really coming down. I didn't think you guys had water here. It rains in California. I had no
only
idea.
Once. If only I, once. Only once a year.
If I had known that, I would have warned my team.
Damn. Todd's gonna be soaking wet when he comes back in.
Well, that's. We told him not to go.
Next to the audio equipment.
That's what.
Oh my God! Oh my God, you're good. Oh, yes.
Todd, don't
First
be a hero,
down,
man.
The flap on the barn door was open. I had to.
You can't have. You got to shut the flap on the barn door, man.
Every time when I go to do that bit, I can never think of what I just know because of a movie. The flap. You know what I mean? They're going, I got to get the flap on the barn door down. But I feel like Brian Regan whenever I get it. I got to put the flap on the barn door down. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I got to tie something down because of a storm. Oh, wow. How did that look with the light?
It looked great. Oh, it looks so good.
That, the fourth so week I did that, I finally got it right. The first week, they couldn't even see it. Because I couldn't get the hose around there. Second week, I didn't have a light. Third week, water was actually coming in, falling all over the wires.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It was worth
I don't
it.
Care. Remember last week who was here? Willie. And I came back in. He kept trying
Todd,
to...
Todd, it's worth it.
It's worth it. Of course it is. Electricity, we're not going to get electrocuted. There's a God that watches over us. You think he's just going to electrocute us? Come on.
No.
That's why I have faith in the Lord. The Lord works in mysterious ways. All right, stop it. Stop it already. Wow.
Yeah.
No one has any questions for me? Here's what we're going to do then. We're going to take this questions. We're
Who's
gonna...
your bubble guy? I might need my team needs a bubble guy.
Who's your bubble guy? Thank you. Who's your bubble guy? Who's your bubble guy? You know what? I have a new bubble machine. I have a safe word. It's the George Carlin. I literally do have a new bubble machine I got to put in. Because that one, if you'll notice, it's all right. But watch this. Hold on. Okay, look. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, you need a new bubble guy.
I know, look. Okay, great. One bubble. How many bubbles? Two, three, four.
You can count the bubbles, so...
That's not a good sign.
That's not enough bubbles. Man. You don't want to be able to count the bubbles.
No, that's what I said.
You have to put a fan behind it.
Is that the name of your album?
No, there is a fan. It's built in.
Really? It doesn't flow this way?
I don't know.
I know.
Here's what you do. How's your reading? How's your reading?
You know,
you should end with a sing along.
Would
you sing a song? Would you close with a song?
A song?
Yeah.
It'll be a shitty one, like that I fucking make up, or what are you talking about?
No, we'll go karaoke and then how about we do this? I got it. Here's the way we'll go to close. I love it when everything works out perfectly.
Yeah.
You smoke a cigarette.
Uh huh.
You come back, you sing a song, and we say goodnight.
It could be any fucking song.
Yeah, we'll pick any song you want.
Yeah,
we'll do
rap.
We'll do backup, but we don't really do it. We'll just
will you let me rap?
You do whatever you want.
All right,
it'll be great. Is that cool?
You want just a beat?
Hmm? No. I'm not talking about we're talking karaoke shit. I'm talking about rapping.
Yeah. And karaoke. Normally, you'd be like. And by the way, before we go to break,
because when I go to actual karaoke, I rap. That's what I do.
What's this question say before we go to break?
This question says, "What's the difference between innocent flirting and cheating?
Is fucking cheating?
Is fucking cheating? I would say fucking is cheating.
Oh, really? I got some explaining to do. I like that question. I wanted to do a video once where I walked around going, you know, excuse me, I have a question. Do you think fucking is cheating? See what, how people would react. There you go.
Yeah.
Read another one.
What adjectives do you hope describe you when you are over 75?
Wow. Could you have any?
Alive. Is that a man?
No, 75, guess what I figured out? Every age you get to, it's never what you think it'll be. Because like right. when you're, I asked my grandmother when she was 95, and boy, could she fuck. thank you. That's all. That was anyway. That bit's over. When she was 95, I was talking to her, and I said, "Well, how were you?" Because she was saying she was ready to go, not in a woe was me way, but she. Yeah. I go, how were you at 85? Because she's 95 then. She goes, "Oh, I wish I was 85. I could drive then." I'm like, she's wishing she was 85. Doesn't that make you feel young? Because you always think you're getting old. When you're 21, you think, oh, fuck, I'm 21 now. When you're 30, you're thinking, but every time you look back on it, you're like, I was fine.
Yeah, it's crazy. The longing for 85. That's a
I know.
Right there. Yeah, it's like, to be 85.
Yes, to be 85 to drive. Yeah. Meanwhile, then she was probably complaining about her swollen ankles.
Right, yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Remember back when I was 78, didn't have to worry about this ankle bullshit. You know?
Yeah, that's all people, that's what happens probably. Like when you're like 90, you go, oh, when I was 80, I was so immature.
But then when you get to 90, yeah. But then when you get to 95, you're like, all right, time to check out. I can't, I'm not going to get to 105 and miss 95. This is it. I'm tapping out.
Do you have a grandmother alive or anything?
I have one remaining grandparent.
How old is she?
That's Meemaw. She is 79.
79. And how old is she?
She's good, man. She's been a teetotaler her whole life, so that's
what's
got
that
something
mean?
To do it. She's never drank or smoked or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, really? That's a big difference.
Wait, what'd you call it? A teetotaler?
Teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
Jake thinks it's a
y'all
sexual
don't know that
thing.
Word?
Teetotaler?
No. why do they call it that?
Word.
Why do they call it that?
Fuck, I don't know. That's just... That's just a word. I didn't
say
it
again.
It
it's okay. We're not making fun of you for it.
Teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
Teetotal abstinence, according to Corey Ryan Forrester, he of many names.
This old man. I wrote a song. I think
this old man, he played one.
No.
He played teetotal on my thumb.
So she never drank anything. So she
does
she marry?
She does cook.
I don't know why. What does she cook?
Just, man, everything. Cornbread, fucking biscuits, taters, ham, all
God
that good shit.
Damn it. Still when you go home?
Yeah. Yo, dude.
Will you go there for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I will. And she crushed it. She like... She's one of those, I have to make her stop shoving food in my mouth. And it always, like, really hurts her feelings when I do that, even though, like, I'm physically ill from eating so much of her food. Like,
you,
she just won't stop.
I wish I had that in my life. Every night I would like to eat. No, I have great parents, but my mom, and I get it because I don't like to cook that much, but I used to go over to my friend John McFadden's house, and his mom, a typical Italian mom, we would go over, we would try to be so quiet. And she would wake up, start putting ribeye that she bought at the butcher. She had sliced to make us steak sandwiches.
Yeah.
And we were like, no. And stuff coming out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, you can't tell them no, man.
You
they
really
don't know. That's what I'm saying. They won't go for that. Like, you have to hurt their feelings to get them to stop. Like, she just won't stop unless you're like, seriously? Fucking, I'm gonna die.
But I loved
stop.
It. She would
oh,
put,
yeah, yeah, it's
I'd
great,
say, oh
man,
no, and I
awesome.
Really wasn't hungry, but eventually I'm always hungry for something.
Right.
I don't care how stuffed I am. I can if I go through anything I could eat, pretty much most of the time I can think of there'd be times when I'm stuffed, but I'd eat a soft pretzel right out of the oven.
Yeah.
Because it's so delicious and I don't have it every night that I would probably do it. Skittles, you know, I'd probably eat a few no matter what. Even if I was throwing up.
Yeah. Are they sour?
I'll eat any type, but I prefer
the... with the sour Skittles. I always got room for those.
Sour Patch. Last night I went
to... Sour Patch Kids, hell yeah. SPKs, buddy.
I will not
day,
buy
day.
Them Sour Patch Kids, but if they're here when I smoke, I will absolutely eat them.
Yes.
That's how what your mouth needs. It's like candy on acid.
Yes.
It's so
they make big-ass ones now, too. They got like double XL Sour Patch Kids. Watch
Jesus
out for those,
Christ.
Buddy. I know.
Here's one. What's your favorite... Oh, no, I don't like this one. You read it. I can't read, to be honest. I mean, I could read, but it wouldn't be great.
Boxers or briefs or nothing at all.
Oh, come on. What's the matter with this?
I know.
It's a perverted show.
What email do you most regret sending?
Oh, do you have an answer to that?
Fuck no, that shit. I don't.
You know what I think of this one? I'm very
I'm very diligent with my emails, man.
That's what I think of that one.
Yeah, we're doing well.
No, I emailed to them recently about a tour stop and I accidentally left the booker on it without meaning to, and I just said fuck that shit. That's horse shit. And I thought they were trying to rip us off, but the booker of that is like a stoner guy, so he just thought it was hilarious.
Oh, so he didn't know that's what you can luck out sometimes,
right? Yeah, no, he like, and when we saw him after that, he was like, "That's the funniest fucking thing, man."
I hope he listens to the show and you get in trouble.
No, I'm not going to. Matt, he knows the deal. Matty O, if he does hear this, we've talked about it.
Shout out, Matty O.
Shout out,
hey, Matty O. Matty,
it's spelled Mateo. Mateo, but it's Matty O.
Everybody, I'm Matty O.
Matty O, yeah.
I told him. Matty O, Matty O, Matty O. Matty-o!
Pop people go, that's enough. What if he fucking listens? What if someone goes, we gave you a shout-out, and we're done already?
My name is Matteo.
He introduced himself as Matteo, and I was like, dude, I've been pronouncing it Mateo the whole time. And he goes, it probably fucking is, man.
I heard his girlfriend's call him McDaddy-o. We'll be back.
Hustlers, wanksters, busters. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Rich boy selling that off. Shit, no slack. Just bought a Cadillac. Throw C's on that bitch. Just bought a Cadillac. Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling that crack. All them haters want to jack shit tight. No slack. Shit, hang on. It's coming in. Just bought a Cadillac. Just bought a Cadillac. Hit the block on some new $10,000 wheels. Kinda strange how I feel. Touch a gator on the wheel. Got peanut butter ice cream, peanut fancies. Just got a fresh cut. Now we looking for the freak. Take a back, bitch. Make them drop them draws. I'ma show you how to ball. Middle finger to the law. So fuck them. What do they wanna do? Hating on the player cause my lack skate 22. When I pull up, I'ma pull right in the front. Pauline in my cup. Got perp in my blunt. I'm a real pimp, bitch. I ain't playing like a trick. Just bought a new lack and put your things on that bitch. Boy, silly crack dope. Wanna jack shit tight, no sweat. Just bought a Cadillac. Throw some D's on that bitch. Just bought a Cadillac. Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling crack. Oh, just wanna jack shit tight, no sweat. Just bought a Cadillac. Just bought a Cadillac. Throw some D's on that. Just bought a Cadillac.
That's it, everybody. That's the show. That's it. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, Tom.
Corey. Thank you on drums. Thank you, Jake Adams. Thank you, Eric Olson, who will be in the after show. Thank you, Katie, for filling in. And Andrew on drums, by the way. I just said on drums. His name is Andrew. Goodbye.
Woo!
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.